Danny liked the strangeness of the Eastern Market, too, with all its queer sights and sounds and smells. She often spent her mornings there, nibbling tree eggs, locust pie and green noodles, listening to the high, ululating voices of the spell singers, gaping at manticores in silver cages, and immense grey elephants, and the striped black-and-white horses of the Jogus Nye. She enjoyed watching all the people, too. Dark, solemn Ashayi, and tall, pale Kathin, the bright-eyed men of Yiti in monkey-tail hats, warrior maids from Bayashabad, Shamiriana, and Kaya Kaya Naya, with iron rings in their nipples and rubies in their cheeks, even the dour and frightening shadow men who covered their arms and legs and chests with tattoos and hid their faces behind masks. The Eastern Market was a place of wonder and magic for Danny. But the Western Market smelled of home. Aziri and Jiqui helped her from her litter. She sniffed and recognized the sharp odors of garlic and pepper, scents that reminded Danny of days long gone in the alleys of Tyrush and Myrrh, and brought a fun smile to her face. Under that she smelled the heady, sweet perfumes of lice. She saw slaves carrying bolts of intricate Moorish lace and fine wools in a dozen rich colors.